Today, we'd like to see the title of Christmas in light of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Question 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, His name Jesus, and why is His name Emmanuel given in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23? And what verses can we find the function of Christ or anointed one? Question 2. Who visited on baby Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem? How many visitors? Were there Jesus' parents? And who visits young child Jesus in the house of Bethlehem? How many visitors? Were there Jesus' parents? In addition, what are symbols of their three gifts? On the given portal, who are they? Either shepherds or wise men? Last question 3, what does the Christmas mean to us? And what would be our life without the birth of Jesus? For the word of Christmas, Christ is combined with the Mass, M-A-S-S, which is in Old English, worship. So Christmas means a memorable worship service for Christ's birth, that is Christ's birthday. Christmas is also called as Noël in Old French language. Christmas is not a holiday for a party, for Santa Claus, for Super Sale, or for any other commercial activity. Santa Claus culture developed from Germany gives a gift to a good child in Christmas Eve or night. While in infant Jesus culture was developed from Spain, Santa Claus culture spread to Western Europe, while infant Jesus spread to Latin America. While I was a Buddhist in my childhood, I did like Christmas Day because I thought that Santa Claus left a gift in Christmas Eve when I slept. But the Bible doesn't say this culture. Jesus says in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So we'd like to see biblically what Christmas or Jesus' birthday means to us. Jesus Christ the Lord as a Savior. Jesus, the Greek, Yesos, rooted English word. Yeshua, the Hebrew word. The Hebrew-rooted English word is Joshua. That means the Lord is salvation. That's Jesus' mission or Jesus' calling. Christ, the Greek word, the Christos, rooted English word. Messiah, the Hebrew word, the Hebrew-rooted English word is Messiah. That means Anointed One. The Lord, Kurios, the Greek word, Adonai, the Hebrew word, that means our Master. Savior means the deliverer from eternal death. Baby Jesus is described in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. To 25. New Testament is written in Greek word, so baby, Greek word, Brepos, verse 18, chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. So here, basically talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. After his mother, Mary, was betrothed or espoused, that's more than mere engagement between fiancé and fiancé, to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. So basically, she was pregnant. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man or a righteous man, and not wanting to make her a public example, so he doesn't want to disclose his engaged woman, Virgin Mary, pregnancy to the public, was minded to put away secretly or privately. Verse 20, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is ordained or anointed to save his people from their sins. So anointed one means Christ. So she is a capital C, specifically God the Father Jesus, anointed Jesus to save his people from their sins. So that's called as a savior. So Jesus' name, but another title, savior too. So Jesus' title, first Christ, so God anointed Jesus to save his people right here. So anointed means Christ. The second title here, we see savior, because Jesus a person to save people from their sins, savior. So also we can see verse 21, Jesus names meaning the Lord is salvation right here. Verse 22, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, spoken or anointed by the Lord through the prophet, that is Isaiah, saying, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah the prophet prophesied Jesus' birth about 700 years before the Christmas. Chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a son. Behold, the virgin conceived and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. So therefore, Jesus, Savior, Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the Lord as a Savior. Verse 23 says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. So here, Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit. So Mary is Jesus' mother. So therefore, Jesus is a person that is a man. So conceived by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, that is God. So Jesus' father is God, Holy Spirit. Therefore, Jesus is God. So Jesus, a man, rooted from Mary. Jesus also is God, rooted from Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is God. So bear a son that is the Son of God. Emmanuel means God with us. That's the outcome of Jesus coming on earth by birth. Jesus crucified with bloodshed, and buried, and third day rose again, resurrection, then ascension. On the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit come down. So Holy Spirit is with us. So Holy Spirit is God. God is with us. Now, for every Christian, the Spirit dwells in every Christian. So therefore, Emmanuel, his name Emmanuel means the outcome or the reality of Jesus coming on earth is God is with us. Verse 24, then Joseph is a legal father, not natural father. Joseph, adopting father. Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son. Here, did not sleep with her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Then Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 35, 26 through 35, 26 through 35. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, here angel Gabriel, was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man. The virgin is obviously Mary, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one," or "Hail." So rejoice, source is Jesus. Because of how come the angel said to Mary, "Rejoice," because of Jesus. "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Then verse 29, "But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was," because she is a virgin, but she is pregnant. So what's the matter? "Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for because you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus.'" Verse 32, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest," or the Son of God. "And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." 32-33, the Lord God anoint Jesus for what? The throne of his father David. Verse 33, "He will reign over the house of Jacob forever." So God the Father anointed Jesus to reign over the house of Jacob forever, and over his kingdom there will be no end. His kingdom without end. So that is God anointed Jesus, the throne of his father David, and to reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, to reign his kingdom without end. So that's why called anointed one, big capital C, Christ. So verse 34, "Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man,'" or "I do not have physical relationship with man." Then verse 35, "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you.'" So that means incarnation. And that is John chapter 1, verse 1 said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14, the Word became flesh. That is Jesus Christ. That's called incarnation. So then, and the power over the highest meaning, the power over God the Father, will overshadow you, therefore also that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So because Jesus the Father is God, that's why Son of God. So mother is a man, person, Mary, so Jesus man too. Now indeed, Elizabeth is a cousin over the Mary. Your relative had also conceived a son, that's John the Baptist, in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. Then Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 16. So according to Roman the Empire law, so Joseph, the Virgin Mary, should move to Bethlehem because of their native town from Nazareth. So in order to deliver baby, so in Bethlehem. So now in Bethlehem, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16, now in Bethlehem. Now there were in the same country of Bethlehem, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock and sheep by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Verse 10. Then the angel said to them, probably Gabriel too, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Here, great joy. Its root is Jesus. Because of Jesus, great joy. So that's why is true peace or true joy only comes from Christ, only comes from Jesus. Verse 11, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Here indicated Christ, Savior, the Lord. All title right there. Jesus is the name. Jesus is three titles. Savior, Christ, the Lord. Christ is our hope, our life. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So Christ is our Lord of our life, or Christ is our master of our life. Then verse 12. And this will be the sign to you, you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Then verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward the men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste or in a hurry and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. So Bethlehem country shepherds, two or more. Bible doesn't specify three person or four person, just we know two or more, visited on babe, Jesus lying in a manger, as well as on Mary, his natural mother, and Joseph, his adopting father. So that father, you know, exactly like that, you know, the shepherd, right? You know, two or more, you know, shepherd there like that. Then is number two, child Jesus. Child a little grown, maybe 1 year old or 2 years old. Child, Greek word, pleidion, the neuter form, the baby muscular form, but the child neuter form in Greek word. Greek word, like German, has a gender. So, pleidion. Now, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Here, now after, so after the birth of Jesus, behold, look, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So Matthew chapter 1 said, now the birth of Jesus Christ, but Matthew chapter 2, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, look, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So wise men show up after the birth of Jesus Christ, not to Bethlehem, first to Jerusalem. So obviously it would take a longer time. After the birth of Jesus, wise men went to Jerusalem rather than to Bethlehem, saying, where is he, Jesus, who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star, his guiding star in the east, and have come to worship him. Here, worship. So worship is older English language called Mass, M-A-S-S. But today, modern English means Mass, meaning a lot of people, you know, kind of thing. But the older English means, you know, worship. So that's why Christ plus Mass, M-A-S-S, that's called Christmas. Christmas, the literal meaning, Christ plus worship. So wise man here, he said, we come to worship Jesus, worship right there. And verse 8, and he sent them, Herod king, sent a wise man to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, not for the baby Jesus, young child. That is a Greek word, is a pleidion, child, not prepos. Prepos means baby, not baby. That is a young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come. I means Herod may come and worship him also here. Worship him, also worship the second coming out. The older English word called Mass, M-A-S-S right here. But that's a lie. That's a lie. Basically, Herod, you know, want to kill, you know, Jesus because the king of the Jews looks like political, you know, computers like that. Verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed. They, meaning the wise man, heard the Herod king, they departed, and behold, the star, the guiding star, which they had seen in the east, went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. Guiding star, again, young child Jesus was that place, not is the babe Jesus. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Here, rejoice with exceeding great joy. Why? Because of Jesus. So Jesus is the root over exceeding great joy, regardless over our present circumstances. So Jesus himself is the source of exceeding great joys. Verse 11, and when they had come into the house, but they, the wise men, two or more, we don't know, three or four, five or six, but we don't know, but they had come into the house, not manger. They saw the young child. They saw not the babe, Jesus, young child, with Mary, his mother. So, not indicating his adopting father, Joseph. So only Mary was there, fell down and worshiped. Here again, worshiped. All the English language, Mass, M-A-S-S, right here too. Him, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented the gift to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So gold is a symbol of a heavenly kingdom, because Revelation chapter 21, verse 18 indicate that, and the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold. The heavenly city itself, pure gold, like unto clear glass. So gold is a symbol of a heavenly kingdom. Then in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, frankincense is a symbol of a prayer, incense, symbol of a prayer. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, or Jesus, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Then John chapter 19, verse 39, myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, is a symbol of death, a symbol of death. Why? Because when Jesus was dead, and Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night into grave, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh, M-I-R-R-H, and a lord's about 100 pounds, because to protect the dead body of Jesus from contamination. So let's see each question answer. So first, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, his name Jesus, and why is his name Emmanuel given in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And what verses can we find the function of Christ that means anointed one? Jesus is a name meaning the Lord is salvation. Christ means anointed one, and the Lord means our master. After the Lord Jesus Christ came on earth, was dead on the cross with bloodshed, and rose again third day, the Spirit of God dwells in us. Therefore, God with us. So, Emmanuel means God with us as the outcome of the Lord Jesus Christ coming on earth. We can find the function of Christ in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. God anointed him to save his people from their sins. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 32-33, God anointed him with the throne of his father David to reign over the house Jacob forever and his kingdom without end. Question 2, who visited on baby Jesus in the manger over Bethlehem? How many visitors were there, Jesus' parents? And who visited the young child Jesus in the house of Bethlehem? How many visitors were there, Jesus' parents? In addition, what are symbols of their three gifts? And on the given photo, who are they? Who are they? Either shepherds or wise men. So the Bethlehem country shepherds, two or more, visited on baby Jesus, lying in a manger and his parents. However, the wise men, two or more, visit on young child Jesus and on Mary, his mother alone, in the house of Bethlehem with three gifts. Gold is a symbol of a heavenly kingdom. Frankincense is a symbol of a prayer. And myrrh is a symbol of a death for Jesus. On the given fort, they are shepherds. Because of baby Jesus, manger, and his parents. The last question, three, what does the Christmas mean to us? And what would be our life without the birth of Jesus? The last question of a Christmas meaning to us is an open question in the view of the Bible. Christmas means a memorable worship service for Christ's birth, that is, Christ's birthday. Christmas is not a holiday for a party, for Santa Claus, for Supercell, or for any other commercial activity. Christmas is simply Jesus' birthday. Jesus is the master of our life, the savior from eternal death, the root of exceeding joy and peace. And Jesus is our hope and our life. That is, Jesus is all for our life. Without the birth of Jesus, our life would be in vanity. Let's sing song all together, Amazing Grace.